Part 3. 5 days before he went to Miami, Moisey Siegel found himself sitting alone in the living room of his Bangkok apartment, slumped over shirtless on his couch. He was feeling lonely and scanning through a grid of male faces on his iPhone. One face caught his attention. The man's name was Tong Khan. His picture made him look like a schoolboy. He wore a white button-up shirt with a loose blue plaid tie and a baseball cap. His face, lit by the sun, made it look like he was about to tell a joke. His profile header read, "Lump of Gold." The app said he was within a kilometer. Moisey stared at the picture for a few moments, hoping the boy wasn't a prostitute, then hit the chat icon. Momo 33. English? Lump of Gold. Speak English, yeah. Momo 33. You too handsome for me. Lump of Gold. Ha ha. Momo 33. Are you really 24? Lump of Gold. Plus 8 months. Too old soon. Ha ha. Momo 33. I like you just the way you are. Lump of Gold. How pretty. Momo 33. Do you want to have a drink? Lump of Gold. So happy to drink with you. They decided to meet right then. Moisey lived in an apartment on Pan Road in the Siloam district. Tong Khan suggested they eat before drinking and told Moisey to meet him at the chicken and rice stand outside Wat Kaik. I wear a pink t-shirt, he wrote. It was a 20-minute walk from Moisey's house. He decided not to take a motorcycle taxi, even though a cluster of orange-vested drivers stood gossiping on the corner. Sex addiction notwithstanding, Moisey was a romantic. He wanted to savor the moment. In his mind, he'd already upgraded Tong Khan from casual hookup to boyfriend. The streets were overloaded with people, as always. The ground itself changed every few steps, from tile to broken concrete and back. Electrical wires crisscrossed above his head, and carts with food sizzling on flat metal grates lined his path. Every inch.